Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Never let it be said that we only have truckers who are listening to our show overnight. Although I do appreciate the truckers. If you've never driven the interstates in this country overnight, holy crap, if only truckers listened to our show, we would still have thousands and thousands of people tuned in. But man, I ask a question that resonates with you, and in the last, oh gosh, maybe hour and a half, we have already gotten hundreds of responses to our show question. Are you ready? For those of you who are waking up on your Tuesday morning, it's 5 a.m. Eastern, 4 a.m. Central Time. It's an iconic and recognizable voice. It's the voice of the Final Four for an entire generation. With last night's game in Houston between San Diego State and UConn, it's also the end of an era.
66 games played to get to the final two, and we have the first ever meeting in a final between a 5 and a 4 seed. Hello, friends. Jim Nantz with Grant Hill, Bill Raftery, Tracy Wilson, and Gene Steratore. Dream on. Dream until your dreams come true. And that is so true, my friends. It's great to be with you both tonight.
Oh, thank goodness we are not losing Jim Nantz altogether, but you can hear his voice actually paying for the amount of work that he has done, the amount of time that he spent talking over the last couple weeks. And it's not just because it's March Madness. It's also because he has been he's been the subject of so many interviews, with him bowing out after his 37th Final Four, his 37th. So for many of us, he's the only one that we've ever heard call a Final Four. His partners have changed, but Jim Nantz has been the standard. He is still calling the Masters. I hope he takes the next 48 hours to not speak. He is going to anchor Masters coverage on CBS. Hello, friends. Starting in just over 48 hours, although I'm sure he'll be in Butler Cabin before then doing interviews. And so I'm glad we're not losing him altogether. And come NFL season, he will be with us again on the NFL and CBS, along with Tony Romo, presumably. I've not heard that there are any changes. So we get Jim Nantz in our lives, just not nearly as much, and definitely not during college basketball season. He says he wants to spend more time with his family. He's got two young children, even though he's in his 60s. He's got two young kiddos, and I can imagine they want to have their daddy at home. Good morning to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Glad to have you alongside in the wake of the final game of the college basketball season. We've got a lot to talk about, plenty of reaction to the UConn Huskies and the San Diego State Aztecs going toe-to-toe. And early on, once the Aztecs had built a slight lead, I mean very slight, though it was a strange place for UConn to be trailing in this NCAA tournament, we saw not just the offense of UConn start to spread out, the versatility with all the different guys, not just the five starters, but guys off the bench who can score in a variety of ways. They actually misfired on their first few three-point attempts, so instead they were going into the paint, they were attacking the rim, but I was so impressed with their defense on the other end and the fact that they were able to hold San Diego State without a bucket for more than 11 minutes in the first half.
Hawkins will try a three on the right wing, and he'll hit it. Being pushed back by the defense, Hawkins a fadeaway three, and UConn with a 26-14 lead. Jackson looks to push, leaving it behind for Newton. Deep three on the right wing. Got it! Newton with a three. 33-17. The Huskies' largest lead. On four to play in the first. To the other end, Tramell's shot won't go. Challenged by Newton, and he couldn't get the roll. Jackson will leave it for Calcaterra. Three on the right wing. Got it. Missed layup. Transition three. 16-point UConn lead. 36-20. Everything coming up UConn right now.
Kevin Kugler on the Westwood One NCAA radio network. So yes, San Diego State goes more than 11 minutes. I think officially it was 11 minutes and 8 seconds. Goes more than half of that opening period without a field goal. Couple of free throws mixed in there, but that was it. And yet UConn wasn't able to put the Aztecs away in that first half. Couple of late buckets after the Huskies had gone cold, and it was only a 12-point spread at the break. And we know this about San Diego State. The Aztecs will fight and scratch and claw. They've got a bunch of guys who are seniors, who've used their COVID years, who stayed in school, now are in their mid-20s. So they remain poised, but they're also bigger, more physical, tougher, because they're older men. We're not talking about teenagers here for the most part. We're talking about guys who've developed and filled out. And so for that reason, they've been able to use their physical abilities to get themselves back into games when they've trailed in this tournament previously.
Trammell for San Diego State up the floor quickly, end to end. Looks up, sees a 7'2" man in his face, gets rid of the ball to Ladie, who bounces it off the right side of the rim, and it drops. And the Aztecs within 11, 56-45.
Nice quick attack. Found Ladie right in front of the rim.
Here's a lean timeout across the timeline. And now the Aztec fans to our right, finally with something to cheer about. 8:33 to go, and San Diego State trying to chip away at this one with 17 to shoot. And a ball taken away. Trammell with a steal to the other end of the floor. Layup is good. We've got a 6-point game in the national championship. 56-50. The Aztecs climbing right back in.
Wow, what a cacophony of sound at NRG Stadium. And having gone to the last Final Four in Houston, I know that noise because I was there when Chris Jenkins hit the buzzer beater for Villanova that won the championship over North Carolina in 2017. I cannot believe it's been 6 years, but I was there. I got hit with flying seat cushions from the upper deck, so I know how loud it can be. And you can hear that swelling behind Kevin Kugler. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. The Aztecs pull within 5 points. After being down 16, they pull within 5 points, just over 5 minutes to go. UConn had to dig down deep to find another gear.
Sonogo, the handoff to Newton. Back it goes, Hawkins, three left wing, got it! Oh, a giant three for Jordan Hawkins! 63-55, UConn! With five to shoot, around the screen from Sonogo, drives right side of the lane, right into Mensah, where he lays it up and in. Really aggressive take by Newton, and he's rewarded with two, 67-55. Bradley, three in the right corner, won't go, and the Aztecs' momentum may have been stymied again. 67-55, UConn. Dan Hurley wants them to slow things up and work in the half court.
Dan Hurley, the coach of the UConn Huskies, man, he is always very fiery. He's maybe the male counterpart of Kim Mulkey for the LSU Lady Tigers. And he jumps around, he yells, he's very into it, he's extremely passionate. He was a born coach. A 9-0 run that ended the threat for the UConn Huskies. And to get back to the subject matter of our show tonight, or our show question, I should say, Jim Nance with the final call of the broadcast. Now, this is after UConn has pulled away to win its first title since 2014, but it's only fitting that Jim Nance would get the final say.
A little confetti toss for Dan Hurley. Guys, a loss.
We're at a loss.
We're at a loss for sure. The GOAT.
Just remember, one thing I learned through all of this is everybody has a dream and everybody has a story to tell. Just try to find that story. Be kind.
Be kind.
You told it better than most, let me tell you.
Can I tell you one other thing? I mean this, not to try to play off Hello Friends, but to you, everybody in the college game, my CBS family, my family, all the viewers, thank you for being my friend.
How about that? Jim Nance with his final sign-off of his 37th Final Four on CBS Sports. And I'm so grateful that he provided the voice of college basketball and the voice of March Madness for 37 years. He's really the only voice. I've heard the names of the guys who did it before him, but I don't remember anyone else calling the games other than Jim Nance. So we're asking you on Twitter and Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. We're getting inundated with your answers, even over the last 90 minutes or so. The most iconic and recognizable voices in broadcasting. So we're not talking about the best broadcasters, though very often they are the same. We're asking you about the voices that provide the soundtrack for your favorite sports, the voices that you can hear two, three words and know instantly who those men and women are. So far, I've not heard you single out any women, which I do believe there are a few. I take that back. A couple of you have mentioned me, which I appreciate. That's very kind of you. There are women's voices out there that you should know, that I hope you know. But for the most part, right now, what we've got is men. And that is how sports broadcasting, has been for years. I have no problems with that. But I do believe there are some women out there whose voices you should recognize as well. So on Twitter, After Hours CBS, also on our Facebook page, we can't even keep up. I keep asking Jay, hey, are you retweeting? I just did it. And then there's 15 more answers. They're coming in fast and furious on this Tuesday morning. We know there are many more of you listening than what we often get teased about here. Oh, you're just a show for truckers. I love truckers. I don't love them when they are driving in the left-hand lane and won't let me get around, but I do love them as a general rule. Congratulations to Dan Hurley and the UConn Huskies for their fifth national title. First with Dan, of course, but their fifth in school history. And get this, 6 wins by an average of 20 points for the Huskies over the life of March Madness.
The group just had a lot of confidence from, you know, how we played for a majority of the season. And then when you have the type of leaders like Andre Jackson and Adama Sanogo, you know, they kept this team together, got us back on track, and we knew we were the best team in the tournament going in, and we just had to play to our level.
Dan Hurley was asked by Jim Nance, who was emceeing this post-game festivities with the confetti and the trophies. He was asked about those people who have helped him along his journey to become a national championship coach.
You can't make me cry in front of all these people right now, Jim. I mean, so many people, you know, my wife, Andrea, my boys, you know, my dad, my brother, my mom, you know, Jersey City, New Jersey. But now I got this new home, Connecticut. Too many people to name, but unreal.
Unreal. As for the UConn Huskies, this is their first title since 2014, but it's one that comes with a little extra depth to it, right? Because Dan Hurley, if you remember, last year, they were knocked out. Was it the first round when they were knocked out? I think it was. And he at the time said, these are going to be the building blocks. These are the seeds. We will win a national championship. And look, here they are back in the promised land.
Obviously, dream come true for all of us, part of the program. We sold the vision. I sold the vision to David Benedict and President Herbst and President Radanka and the university that I could put together a special group of people, a coaching staff, and unbelievable players like this. So it feels great to come through.
I love it. I love the fact that we've got fresh blood, but blue blood, if that makes sense, right? We've got a school that is known for its basketball on both the women's and men's side. And you had the former iconic UConn players there in the house in Houston, like Ray Allen. He was there. I saw Kemba Walker as well. And so you had guys, and Jim Calhoun has been a presence with this team. You have guys who are part of what has become a force to be reckoned with in college basketball, but they went through the wilderness for a little bit. Yes, they won a championship in the wake of Calhoun's retirement with Kevin Ollie, and then kind of got off the beaten path, and it took Dan Hurley and some losing seasons for them to get back on track. But he had a vision, and last year's early round upset was an awakening of sorts. Jordan Hawkins, he had two moments to remember. I just tease because it happens to everyone in basketball, whether it's a missed dunk like he had last night, a thunderous missed dunk, or a missed layup, or a missed free throw, or you trip, or you travel, or whatever it is. It's basketball. So, of course, that ball can be a slippery little sucker, and we're all going to have those moments. My moment, when I was in high school, The first time I ever thoroughly embarrassed myself on the court, I think, maybe there were more moments, I was lined up underneath the hoop on a free throw, maybe my best rebound of my entire career to date, put it back up in the hoop with a perfect left-hand layup, only to realize I had scored for the other team. So, I'm telling you, it happens to everyone. Jordan Hawkins gets free of his defense. He has this explosive step. He elevates toward the basket a la Michael Jordan and then boom, misses the dunk. But it's aight. It happens to everybody. He does come back and with a huge three sparks that late 9-0 run that helped to bury the Aztecs.
We're a great defensive team. When we can get stops like that and get out in transition, that really impacts our game. It really impacts the game. Just holding up to that stretch is, I think that was really big for us.
Jordan Hawkins was 16 points. Tristan Newton was the best individual player in this game, a double-double, 19 points and 10 rebounds.
Before the game started, my coach just told me I need to be aggressive and look to score to win the game. So the first bucket, the spin move, just take advantage of the mismatch because he was a smaller guard. Second one was somebody stole the ball, so credit to them in there. Andre found me on a three, so I really credit to my teammates and the spacing that we had and the coaches for believing me and telling me to be aggressive today.
And then Adama Sanogo, who turns out to be the most outstanding player of this tournament for UConn. He averages roughly 20 points and 10 rebounds over the course of the entire tournament. And again, big reason why that in the half dozen games that UConn played, they averaged a 20-point margin of victory. His story is really incredible. He didn't start playing basketball until a few years ago. And now here he is, the most outstanding player for the tournament out of Molly, and knows that his family and friends are back home and they're proud of him.
I know for sure they're watching this game. I know for sure they're proud of me. You know, there's a lot of African player, like Malian player in college. You know, me be able to have a chance to play in the final four, and I think I'm gonna make my family proud. You know, and it's something that I will never forget in my life.
No doubt, he made his family proud, and I can imagine that the FaceTimes, the video calls back home were priceless after the confetti had settled. So once again, congratulations to UConn, back on top for the first time since 2014, although Dan Hurley swears that he's never going to be satisfied.
I'm still thinking about some things that typical Dan Hurley fashion, like the amount of missed layups. Jordan's dunk to start I mean, we should have been up 18 or 20 at halftime.
Poor Jordan.
That's just really the way my mind works. You know, I think when I get back to the hotel and we get off the bus and I just get in a room for a little bit, I'll be able to kind of decompress a little bit.
Decompress, but please celebrate. I know the transfer portal is about to blow up on this Tuesday, but please take some time to celebrate and let it sink in. Congratulations also to San Diego State, Brian Dutcher's crew. Their first Final Four had a group of guys who stuck together and stuck around for this moment. Remember, they were denied the opportunity in 2020 when the tournament was canceled. They would have been a very high seed, potentially could have pursued a championship. So it was delayed. This gratification was delayed. And yet I can imagine it was all worth it. So we'll hear from Brian. And man, I love Matt Bradley's story, even as emotional as he is in sharing his story after the loss. College basketball is in the books. That's it. The season is done, but the Masters is on the horizon. First full week of Major League Baseball. It's the last week of the NBA regular season. It's the last few games of the NHL regular season. It's UFC this weekend. It's everything. April, the second busiest month on the sports calendar. It's all happening, and we don't have to take a deep breath for long because there's really never a dull moment in this month of April. Who are the most iconic and recognizable voices in broadcasting? I don't care which era you choose from. We all grew up with and idolize different voices, different broadcasters. So it doesn't matter to me where you draw from, only that we're looking for names and voices along the line of a Jim Nance. Right? I mean, this is a guy who was the voice of the Final Four and March Madness for 37 years. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
to Hurley for UConn. And how fitting, the coach's son is going to dribble out his dad's championship. 76-59, every dog has his day, and this day belongs to the Huskies. UConn has its fifth national championship in school history. 76-59, UConn, men's basketball national champions.
Hi, I'm Jim Nance of CBS Sports. You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
If you ever lose that, Producer Jay, you are fired. Congratulations to UConn. And you hear Jim Nance. That was a gift from my bosses years ago. I remember they came back from the Final Four, or actually got an email from the Final Four where my boss, Eric, was attending, and he said, these are for you. It was pretty cool. It was a total surprise. To hear Jim Nance say my name is still a bit of a surprise. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We've got Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page as well. Hundreds of comments already, and the question's only been posted for, what, 2 hours, maybe? The most recognizable voices in broadcasting, and I know a lot of you are giving us regional voices. I think that's amazing. I'm kind of going for more of the national, and I don't care if they're sports broadcasting. So earlier I said, for me, growing up, when I was first getting in the business, he wasn't still an anchor, I don't believe. I used to hear his daily features, Paul Harvey News, and then Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. But I mean, there was no way you could hear him and not know instantly who he was if you spent any time listening to news on the radio. In addition to that, regardless of your politics, this is not a political statement. Rush Limbaugh was one of the best broadcasters in the country for decades. His voice was very recognizable. And so before I had anything, I knew anything about politics, I knew who Rush Limbaugh was just because he was on every station during the daytime. Pretty much he used to have hundreds and hundreds of daytime affiliates, which doesn't happen as much anymore. Although Jim Rome has that situation. He's also an iconic voice in broadcasting, a Hall of Famer, as one of our colleagues here at CBS Sports Radio. So we're asking you whether it's sports, whether it's news, whether it's entertainment. We've heard, oh, love the James Earl Jones answer. Love the Morgan Freeman answer. Some of you have gone with Bruce and Michael Buffer. Also great answer, and copyrighted, so we're not even allowed to use the phrase here on the show. Who are the most recognizable voices in broadcasting? Again, either of our social media is great. Also coming up before the end of the hour, we've got the winners of the After Hours Bracket Challenge. We will be reaching out to you individually, and if we hear back from you, all we need is your address, and I will send you the After Hours swag. Thank you for the thousands of you participating in the After Hours Bracket Challenge. I don't think that I even finished within sniffing distance of the top. And Jay and I have yet to determine who won, unless you looked. So Jay told me who won our bracket challenge, but are you afraid to look at who won our personal wager?
I just don't have time at the moment.
Have time at the moment. Okay, we have to dig way down in among those thousands of names to find out where we are. That should tell you something. I'm positive that Jay won our wager for the second time in 2 years. Uh-huh.
I know my total place, and it's not great, so...
Well, I don't know what that says about me. You don't have to say anything else. It's about where we go head to head. It doesn't really matter what the final numbers were, right? Just who finished up ahead of the other. Brian Dutcher was the longtime assistant head coach, longtime coach under his mentor, Steve Fisher, at San Diego State. But he's the one who gets the Aztecs to their first ever college basketball Final Four, and as you can imagine, he's real proud of his team.
The state of basketball is in good shape right now, you know, and you don't have to have millions of dollars in NIL, and you don't have to get every kid in the portal to be successful. You just have to have kids that are about the right things, that want to win beyond anything else, and are willing to sacrifice to do that, and that's what we have.
He convinced a bunch of guys who were so disappointed in 2020, they were dejected that he did not get the opportunity, because they would have been a very high seed and a national championship favorite in 2020 had March Madness not been canceled. He convinces that group to stick around. They've got mid-20-year-olds on the team. seniors who are 2-3 years older than a lot of the top players in college basketball. They were tough. They were physical. Obviously, the older you get, you know, you're talking about packing on pounds and muscle. And so they usually had a physical advantage, though not against UConn. And the skill was decidedly in the advantage or the column of Dan Hurley's team. But still, I love the fact that they were tenacious and they were mentally tough as well. And the story of Matt Bradley, who you'll hear him crying first, he had to make a choice a couple years ago and decided to remain at school. It's kind of mean of us, really. We should take his crying off of the front.
When I entered the portal and came here, you know, I was really, like, during that time with COVID and stuff, I was really ready to just stop playing, you know. Like, I told myself, I was just like, you know what, Matt, it's been tough. Like, let's just go home and get a job and, you know, call it the day, you'll be all right. But, you know, Coach Dutch, he's one of the most genuine guys I ever met. And the way he just took me in, and, you know, the brotherhood and these guys and actually having real leadership that I can follow, it just, you know, it changed the directory of my life for sure. And it's more than just basketball, you know. Sorry, I'm crying up here and stuff. But, you know, I'm just really thankful for Coach Dutch and everybody that played a part in my move here, going to San Diego State. So, yeah, that's how I feel.
They've had their way with the entire field this tournament. So I just said when we were down at halftime, I said, let's cut it to 6 with 10 to go. Let's get back in there and let's make them play a close game. Let's make the margin where it's uncomfortable. And I think we got it to 5 with 6 minutes ago, and then it was 7, and we missed a 1-1, and then it kind of ballooned up from there. So I like the grit of my team. I like how hard we fight. We don't give in. We came from 14 down the last game, and when we cut it to 5, I think there were people in the stands that thought, hey, they're capable of doing it again, and we were. But we ran into too good a team, and we didn't play at our best. And they, like I said, they're a reason for that we didn't play at our best.
Brian Dutcher and the San Diego State Aztecs, while they come up short in this game, they have a lot of firsts in March Madness. And here's something else that I think is notable. Every time you have a mid-major, and this was the first, wasn't this the first Mountain West team to get into the Final Four, I'm pretty sure. Every time you have a mid-major school make a run like this, enrollment, general admission, I'm not talking about recruiting, that obviously gets a boost. But general enrollment for your student population skyrockets because of the time on TV, because this is how we are as a society, right? We're attracted by bright and shiny things. We love winners. And so you see these schools benefit financially, but also with the number of people who are interested in their school. It's free publicity, essentially. And so congratulations on their run. It'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward if the Mountain West also sees a major boost after putting a team into the national championship game. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, Producer Jay, before we go to our update, would you like to share, I think you motioned that you have three of them, iconic and recognizable voices in broadcasting?
I hadn't seen them on our list for a while. I will say that I have seen them come up at this point, mm-hmm. but a female one that I would like to mention, Doris Burke.
Oh, yes, voice of the NBA, the analyst on ABC and ESPN. Awesome. Doris has been really good to me. I remember early in my career, actually, her husband is the one who gave her, I'm sorry, her ex-husband is the one who gave me my start doing Rhode Island women's basketball games on TV. I mean, she actually made that connection for me. And then Greg used me for a bunch of games. That was my very first chance to do basketball on TV.
Have we mentioned Ian yet?
Iron Eagle? I don't think anyone's mentioned Ian. I haven't seen it, but we've had a lot of messages. So that's another awesome one.
And I guess just one outside of sports I thought of, Howard Stern, icon, legendary voice.
For sure. Radio Hall of Famer. So a few more that I've seen that are more recent that I really like. And two of them I should have come up with on my own because they are two of my personal favorites. The great Doc Emmerich, who I desperately miss and will be missing during these Stanley Cup playoffs. Yes, Doc Emmerich, the voice of hockey in the Stanley Cup for a long time. And then Tony on Facebook reminds me of Eli Gold, who is the longtime voice of Alabama football, but also was the longtime voice of MRN radio and NASCAR on the radio, which you may not think is interesting, but I'm telling you what, it is scintillating. MRN radio does the most professional job, seamless around the track. And so I always enjoyed listening to Eli Gold. Here are a few more. Jose on Facebook, Jessica Mendoza, and Rebecca Lobo. Rebecca, former broadcast partner of mine when we did a package of Big East games. She's phenomenal and also a Hall of Famer now. And then Jessica Mendoza, the longtime softball player, Team USA, gold medal winner, who is now part of the ESPN family and calls baseball games. Frank Gifford, another one, that's Donald on Facebook. Gosh, I could go on, but some really good ones. Austin Carr for the Cavs, that comes from Brian on Facebook. Kurt Gowdy is Mark on Facebook. So thank you for reminding me of two that I hadn't generated, but I absolutely adore. Doc Emmerich and Eli Gold. I said Vin Scully earlier, of course. So glad I was able to catch the end of his career and then mention Paul Harvey and Rush Limbaugh. So it doesn't have to be the world of sports broadcasting, though many of you are going that direction. So on Twitter, on Facebook, we're glad to hear from so many of you on this Tuesday morning.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
But they are devoting all their energy to this game, both teams. Off the tie-up, it is fair, but it came back to Yandle. Drive by Girardi and a save.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Did I ever tell you my Doc Emmerich story? I don't think Jay's heard it. It was an epic fail. I was a total loser. No, seriously. All I wanted for years as I was attending various Stanley Cup games, playoff games, I went to some in New York. I went to some in Chicago. I went to one in Pittsburgh. I would every now and then sort of shadow stalk Doc Emmerich, because all I wanted was to meet him. That's all I wanted. So the great Doc Emmerich was calling a game in Pittsburgh when I was there for a Penguins Sharks game a few years ago. I drove over to Pittsburgh. I got an Airbnb. I did my show from our Pittsburgh affiliate. I went to the game. It was really a neat moment. It is my favorite team, the San Jose Sharks, but got to see them play in Pittsburgh. And I was early because I had taken the train. I didn't really know where I was going. And so I was early in the press box and I was walking toward my seat. Out of the booth, the TV booth, comes Doc Emmerich. You know me, I talk for a living. I was speechless. There was nobody else there. All I had to say was, "Doc, I'm a huge fan. It's such an honor to meet you." Shook his hand. We would have had a conversation. I've heard he is the nicest guy on the planet. Nope. I was speechless. Like a dummy. I didn't even say hello.
No, not even a hello.
I smiled and just kept walking oh my gosh. After all those years, I swung and missed. All I wanted was to meet him for years. I had literally been hanging out in places where I knew he was broadcasting in case that we would cross paths with nobody else around. God set me up. Nobody else around. There wasn't a person within 30 yards of us. Nobody else in the main area of the press box. And all I did was smile. I did not say hello and shake his hand.
Did he say hello?
He smiled. That was it, though. We could have had a conversation.
Did you have anything planned throughout the years of, all right, if I do see him, this is what I'm going
to
say?
I talk for a living. I don't need a plan to say hello.
I don't know.
Do you know the number of people in my life, every year, annually in press boxes that I've never seen before that come up to me and say hello, or I say hello to them? It's a thing. It's press box etiquette. Nope. Couldn't do it. Got completely seized up, got all nervous, and not a word came out of my mouth. It was my one chance to meet Doc Emmerich.
It's the doctor.
My one chance, and I blew it. Epic fail.
You'll get another one.
How? He doesn't.
Somehow.
No. No, I won't.
Somehow. It's going to work out that way. You got the first one, and
Jay,
that was.
You know it's not. The only way we'll ever talk to him is to get him on the show.
We could try.
We could, but I don't know if he still does interviews. Yeah, exactly. It's not the same. I blew it. Like, just, I'm so embarrassed still. All I had to say was hello.
Hear this. You set yourself up for a good story the next time you meet him.
True. Okay, right? So when I meet him next time, I'll be able to say to him, hey, umpteen years ago.
Remember me?
Yeah. Remember, you don't remember me because I never said hello. Oh my gosh. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. And yes, I am a total epic fail when it comes to a few people who intimidate me. I still get intimidated. Why is that? He's not intimidating. Okay, before we get back to your answers, we want to announce the winners of the After Hours Bracket Challenge. And even if you're not listening, well, you wouldn't know that we're talking about you if you're not listening. Duh. If you're not listening, we still plan to contact you. If you are listening, know that you'll be getting a, what is this, Jay? Can you send them an email through the site? Is that how it's going to work?
So I have their emails, I believe, like in the league. I'll probably send it through my personal email, not through the site. Because I don't think I could send it through like that or like a direct
message.
What
I meant was, do you have their emails?
Yes.
Because very often we have to reach out to them on social media and we don't get responses because people don't use social the way that we do. So for that reason, we are glad to have your emails. But here are the winners. And you have earned After Hours swag for coming in at the very tippy top of the After Hours Bracket Challenge. In third place, Albert Edwards, who did have UConn as his champion. Albert finishes with 108 points. In second place, I don't know why he's in second place. Why are they in second? This is a tie for second? All I can see is first, second, and third. So if there's someone else, why are you looking?
Our first place winner at 110.
Okay, I was going from third up to first, if you were paying attention. Thank you. Is there someone else that I missed? Okay, let's start again. A tie for second place, actually. Craig, Rich, and Albert Edwards, who both had UConn as their champions with 108 points. And finishing in first place, George Carter with 110 points, also had UConn as his champion. So congratulations to you three. We had a tie there for second place. So all three of you, if you respond with your email if you respond to your email and give us your mailing addresses, I will personally send you the After Hours swag. We're also going to need your shirt size, because that's what it is. Okay. I still feel like an idiot telling that story. I've told two embarrassing stories on this show. The one about me getting this incredible rebound and putting it back up and in for the other team when I was in high school. And then my epic fail. All I wanted was to say hello and nothing came out of my mouth. I was petrified. Why would I be petrified of Doc Emrick, for heaven's sakes? That's the dumbest thing ever. I'm so ashamed of myself, but it is what it is. Okay, going back to our show question, and producer Jay is doing the absolute best he can to retweet these, but we are getting blasted by your answers, which is awesome. Jim Nance, really quickly, let's hear from him, and then we'll run through some of the answers. This comes from Saturday's broadcast of the Final Four, his 37th, about why he's stepping away as he addresses his broadcast partners.
This gives me a chance to catch my breath. And my kids need me more at home, and I need to be more at home, then I need to call another NCAA tournament. And it's time someone else get a chance to experience this incredible celebration from the seat that I've had. I've always wanted the fan to feel like they had a seat at the table. It was as simple as that. And this touched me. So just starting to walk up here on the set and see the four of you, and then to see Ron's voice on that piece, I had no idea. But I'm going to be repping some people this week. I'm carrying it in my heart. My core group when I first started, Bob Dekus, Bob Fishman, who did this for 40 years and came to the town this week to honor me. Mark Wolf, people behind the scenes, on and on through 30-something years. Everybody in production of CBS has run through this number one team through the years, and I'm proud of them all. And then there are the voices. The voices that I got to work with.
Voices that we will never forget. Jim Nance is certainly one of those. On Twitter, April goes with Myron Cope and Mike Lang, the great Mike Lang, on Penguins Radio. So thank you for that, April. Those are definitely iconic voices. Let's see. John says Doris Burke, one of the best of all time. I love that. Let's see who else. I do just have to say that it's wonderful that Ron says the obvious answer is A-Law Radio. another tweet locally is Detroit Lions legend Dan Miller, and then also non-sports. He goes with Howard Stern. Jonathan on Twitter says John Madden and Pat Summerall. Jeremy goes with currently Mike Tirico. A lot of Kevin Harlan, of course. Thank you, Nicholas, for including Doc Emmerich, because he is one of mine as well. And then, let's see, let's go one more. Stan says Jim Ross, sports entertainment. That's WWE, right, Jim Ross? Okay, so then moving over to our Facebook page, where I seriously can't keep up. We're getting close to 200 comments just in the last 2 hours on our Facebook page. I had no idea you all were so attached to us as broadcasters and our voices. Steve says Dr. Ruth. I haven't heard Dr. Ruth's name dropped in quite a long time. But yes, the longtime sex therapist who used to do a radio show. I don't know if she did TV or not. Trent goes with one of my favorites, Johnny Most. I mean, he's one of the reasons I'm in this business. Dave says Marv Albert. Lots of Howard Cosells, lots of Vin Scullys. How about Al Michaels? Charlie says Al McCoy, the voice of the Phoenix Suns, who is retiring after this season. Joe Buck, Jack Buck, Brent Musburger, Tom Hamilton, Holly Rowe, and then Pam Ward is the answer for Pam on Facebook. Have a great Tuesday. We'll talk to you tonight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Most of us have clothes that we've loved for years, maybe even decades. But it's harder than ever to find clothes that will stand the test of time. If you're looking for more pieces designed to last, you can't go wrong with American Giant. From hoodies and t-shirts to denim and more, they've got everything you need to build a wardrobe that you'll be proud of for years to come. All American Giant clothing is created with a commitment to doing things better. From the materials they use, down to the last stitch in every piece. And everything is made right here in America, in partnership with people and communities. Because keeping things local ensures the kind of quality you'll appreciate as soon as you receive your order. Discover the American Giant difference today. Shop wardrobe essentials that last a lifetime at American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code LT23 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code LT23.